Thank you.
Like broken teeth, somehow motion helps me sleep. Scattered dreams like parts of savage, and I wanna show you what I'm really made of. It's like the rusty hinge of an old screen door. Till I found the arms I was reaching for, and I found the arms I was reaching for. Packed those worries to be left behind. Right on the wrong time. I've been saved by a judge. I'm tired of one night stands. The bed's empty of love. I got nothing to pack when I leave. Me and my regret. They haven't built the dogs that can hold me yet. They haven't built the dogs that can hold me yet. Pack those words to be left behind. Right on the wrong. It's hard to believe we were coming home. Winterbottom and Cloverleaf. I may be a sinner, but I ain't no thief. Country cars, songs for driving. You don't get to heaven by lying. You don't get to heaven by lying, man. A pack of those words that you left behind. Right on the wrong time. A pack of those words that you left behind. Right on, right on, right on.
Thank you very much.
This time.
I trust everybody's feeling good out there tonight. Thanks for all being down here on this very special evening. Cheers to all you fine folks. To Johnny Scholes and Leslie at the bar. Treat them well.
Get out of the lightning. I'm trying to get out of coming down from places I can't remember climbing. I'm trying to break old habits, an old dog with new tricks. I've done things that I'm not proud of, but I'm getting over it. I treat you good, I
I'll treat you right. And I'll treat you to all the best things in life. I won't stumble when I won't quit. This train pulls out of town, I hope you're on it. This record might be worn, I swear I've heard before. This time.
Scotty Nolan, one of my favorite acts to see down there at the High and Lonesome Club. I haven't seen Scott Nolan there or pretty much anywhere else for a long, long time. I don't know what he's up to. Scott Nolan, if you're out there, I miss you. I'm a big fan. So anyways, that's a couple recorded live at the High and Lonesome Club. Actually, there's a series. How many is there now? Three? Three of those CDs? Live at the High and Lonesome Club CDs?
Yes.
Winnipeg, The High and Lonesome Years, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And all kinds of the favorites recorded live down there at the club. And so a couple there from Scott Nolan from a few years ago. That was This Time and Right on the Wrong Time before that. And that's what I'm saying there. Yep. Mm-hmm. How are we doing over there?
What do you want to play next, Jeff?
I don't know. You're working the board there.
Well, how about we recall some great shows?
Ah, yes. Some of our favorite shows down there at the High and Lonesome Club. I seem to miss all the big events. I didn't... Everybody says that they happened to be there when the Flatlanders came to jam. And, when the Holmes Brothers came and played all night and all kinds of... everybody seems to stop by on the nights that I'm not there. The Trailer Park Boys came and tossed the chicken and all kinds of crazy things have gone on down there. But I've certainly seen my share of great shows there, as I know you have as well.
Definitely. Do you remember the day before the 2005 Folk Fest? Who was there?
The day before the Folk Fest? That must have been Carolyn Mark?
And Anki Arbuckle.
Oh, that was an un-frickin' believable show. That might be my favorite one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, because, and I mean, I've been a huge NQ Arbuckle fan for a long time. And we had seen him do three songs at that stupid Juno thing, which...
it wasn't stupid.
It was pretty stupid.
Planned well.
No, it was horribly planned. It was the wrong place for it and the wrong time for it. And, I mean, great, great songwriters, but
yeah.
it just, I don't know. I don't know. But we got to see NQ Arbuckle for the first time there. And he was so great and so much fun to hang out with. And then came back real quick in July for a show with Carolyn Mark. Now, she was the headliner. But I think you'll back me up here when I say that the star of the show was NQ.
Mm-hmm.
NQ had the full band with him. And Carolyn was playing solo, which certainly worked to his advantage and against her. But he came out and just absolutely blew me away. Like, I knew he was good, and I'd really enjoyed him solo at the Juno thing. But with the band, I just, I had the time of my life that night. And then she came out, and I mean, I love Carolyn. Her stories and her songs are great, but playing by herself, I had, you know, NQ had taken me up here, and then she couldn't take me any higher, so I had to go down a little bit. But she had some great guests. Matt Allen joined her that night, and Luke Doucette joined her that night, and
Jason
NQ. Kate. Was he there?
Didn't he play drums for her once?
Could have been, actually, yeah, because NQ's band refused to join her. Remember that? She kept calling NQ's band, kept inviting them up, and then finally NQ had to yell at them to get up there. and I don't even think they all went. I think they were still reluctant, but great show. Anyways, you got more there? Or?
Yeah. He's Carl.
Oh, how good was that? It was on like a Monday night.
Didn't that show appear on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, no.
When he was talking about...
tossing the chicken?
No, remember he was talking about the...
well, he talked about it afterwards.
Dauphin
yeah.
thing.
But that wasn't from here.
Oh, okay.
That was from another show down okay. the road. But yeah.
But I think you mentioned something about it that night.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That was a great show.
Roger Maron and Hayes Carl, July 4th, 2005.
Yeah, that was a great, great, great show.
One of our favorites around here is Jeff Berner, and there was a time he came with Carolyn Mark and Ford Pier in 2004.
That was a lot of fun.
Chris Demeanor a couple times, as recently as 2005.
It's funny you should mention that, because probably my favorite High and Lonesome night of all, it was very... I hadn't gone there very many. I hadn't hung out there a lot. I'd been to a few things before that. But I think it was maybe the first time that I had spent a whole night there. It was the first time I saw Jeff Berner. And I went because I'd heard Jeff Berner and I kind of liked what I had heard. But because I was supposed to have him on my show, it was kind of funny because I was still doing the show with Howard on Monday nights, and we had Jeff Berner on Howard's show two Mondays in a row, which at the time seemed kind of weird, but it just got better and better. And then I talked to Jeff, and he was going to be in town, so I asked him to come down here and play live on my show the Sunday after he played Saturday night at the High and Lonesome Club with Chris Demeanor. And so I went down there because we had never really firmed up a time or anything, so I went down there to meet him and sort of set up a time for us to meet up and for him to come down here on the Sunday after that. And I went to the show, and for some reason, I didn't know Jeff that well by then, obviously, because I didn't really talk to him that much before the show. We hadn't, you know, firmed up our plans before the show. So anyways, it was like I said, Jeff Berner and Chris Demeanor, and Jeff had come out and done his set, and absolutely blew me away. It was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. I had a great time. And then stuck around for Chris Demeanor and the Crack Band, because I hadn't had a chance to talk to Jeff, really. So I was going to talk to him after the show. And if you know Jeff, you know that occasionally he likes to take a drink. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, a whiskey or two.
One or two. And he was having a great time at that night, as was I. And maybe he'd had one or two more than one or two. Because during Chris's set, he had come up and he was kind of dancing in front of Chris, and he was trying to sing along, and he kind of fell over on the dance floor there and was laying at Chris's feet while Chris was doing his show and kind of screaming. And it was the weirdest thing I think I'd ever seen up to that point. And I just thought, this is totally bizarre. But then I realized...
He passed out, or he just...
No, he was just...
Decided to lie down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of, and then he kind of... Once Chris was done, he kind of picked himself up and went... And I remember he was kind of slouched on the couch. And then I realized, like, I still haven't set up my interview with this guy for the next day. And I thought, like, I'm screwed. Because there's no way that this is going to happen. Because he was obviously a little bit intoxicated. And so eventually I had gone over to him. And I kind of thought this was a mistake at the time, but he had asked for my phone number because he was going to phone me the next day to say when he was going to come down and do my show. And I kind of, so I gave him my phone number, and I thought, A, he's never going to lose it. Like, I didn't know what he was going to. So I made him put it in his wallet. I remember he had a Mickey Mouse wallet, and he kept telling me that Mickey Mouse was going to watch over the phone number so he wouldn't lose it. And I thought, like, I'm never going to hear from this guy again. So anyways, I went home and I kind of wrote him off. And originally, like, we had said that he was going to call me at, say, noon and then come down at 2 for the show. And then, because he had to be on the plane at, I forget, 3 o'clock or something. So anyways, I went to bed and kind of thought, oh, well, there goes my guest. I'm never going to hear from him again. He phones and wakes me up at about 9 in the morning.
He wakes you up.
He wakes me up and says, hey, Jeff. I was wondering if we could do that interview. And I think he's going to say, like, next time, or we're not going to do it. And he says, I was wondering if we could do it a little earlier. I'm like, okay. So he wanted me to come and get him, like, early in the morning. It was like 10 o'clock or something. I was supposed to come and get him. And I remember he was staying at the Place Louis Riel, I think it's that hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. And I went to get him, and I walked in the hotel, and I remember he was sitting on his accordion case with his head down, and I kind of thought he was dead, but he was just sort of sleeping. And I kind of, hey, Jeff, he's like, can we get some food or some coffee or something? So we went to the restaurant and he got some food and brought him down here to the station. And then we recorded our interview, and it was surprisingly good, and we had a lot of fun. And I remember as soon as the coffee shop across the way opened, he went over and got about 2 or 3 espressos and just kind of knocked them back just so he'd wake up. But anyway, so I don't know why I'm rambling on about that story, but anyways, one of my favorite high and lonesome memories.
Absolutely.
And sorry, did you have any more?
Rami Mays and Gurf Morlicks.
I was going to say my other favorite one. I mean, Gurf Morlicks by Reputation alone, I was going to love. I couldn't find any of his CDs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Pretty much all I knew of him was Dan Blocker from hearing it on Stu Reed's show every friggin' week for like the previous year. And so I didn't really take his music too seriously. I knew that, I mean, he's a legendary producer of just about everybody we love, but I didn't know anything about his music and didn't take him too seriously. But when he came on and played with, I believe he played with, like, basically Rami's band, right? Backed him up?
Yeah, Chris Carmichael and Scott Nolan.
I was absolutely floored. Absolutely floored. The guy is a great songwriter, great singer, and so much fun in concert. And I wish he'd come back and do another one just so that people could realize how truly great he is. And, of course, Rami was stellar that night as well. So that was a really fun night.
Cool.
I should shut up and we should play like 2 songs.
There's a bunch of stuff I want to play. We're going to hear something from Carolyn Mark and Kiwar Buckle. We'll play Jeff Burner. I have to mention Elliot Brood.
Oh, God.
Like, how
could
I not?
Oh, my God. Remember the first time we saw Elliot Brood there?
November 2005.
And, you know, we kind of liked the records, but I don't think we really got it.
Yeah. I walked out of there in a daze because I was just so...
But then the funny thing was they came back like 2 months later.
Yeah, in February.
And they were even better.
Yeah. And then we saw them like again in a couple times in the summer, and it's
unbelievable.
Just so good.
So yeah, good picks.
So we'll play Elliot Brood and Rami Mays. She sang a song about she wrote a song about two people that
all right,
work
Brian Ellis,
at the
yeah.
High and Lonesome Club, and maybe we can fit in some Hayes Carl. So
I'd love it.
This is Fireworks.
All right, 6th anniversary of the High and Lonesome Club this weekend, Main and St. Mary.
You're dumb when you're drunk. Yeah, you heard me right.
If you keep this up, we'll be here all night.
You said you liked fireworks. Well, I'll give you fireworks. Come on, you coward. Burn my schoolhouse down.
Yeah, I know that it's late. You've had enough.
Oh, I'm wide awake, and I'm calling your bluff. You said you like fireworks. Well, I'll give you fireworks. Come on, you can. Laboratory rabbit, he was marked by the
Sometimes he left the party too slow, you know. You wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. To know a girl she got married too early, and her husband was often out of town. So her best friend Bridget would come over for a visit when the loneliness was getting her down. Well, it was no big deal, they just liked to drink tequila and set off the smoke alarms. Play a little checkers, dance to old records, and wake up in each other's arms. You wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line. Dive into the pits of flesh, but Jesus forgave him, and then he behaved himself. Anyway, that's what he said. And I would venture to guess when it was time to confess at the end of the saintly day, it was still a little hard not to turn to the padre, take a deep breath and say, you wanna know if I've been true to you? Rest easy, 'cause everything's fine. It's all just a matter of where you draw the line, the line, the line.
Thank you. me dirty jokes, not a damn one funny. They've been all right if they'd have seen my honey. Hey, baby, where you been? Well, I wear big britches and I walk real tall. I'm eating sweet potatoes if I'm eating much at all. Wake up in the morning just to talk into the wall. Hey, baby, where you just kept running round and round my mind. Build me a rainbow tall and high. Sit me in the clouds eating moonbeam pie. Walk across the valley just to hear you sigh. Hey, baby, where you been? Walking round the corner with the Fort Worth Blues. Would have bet a dollar, but he might have had to lose. Hey, baby, where you been? And I can't go north, cause I can't stand snow. Start drinking heavy when the cold winds blow. Better stick around for just one last show. Singing, hey, baby, where you been?
There'll be a time when we never again. calling. I keep falling and falling in love with you with all my heart. I can't sleep at all, so I walk down the hall, grab my shirt and I head for the door. The light on my pipe and the new morning light start walking like never before. Then I'm out on the highway, I'm hitching a ride, not sure what them boys will do. End of the day, I'm gonna make it on home next to you. I'm waiting and wondering for you and your loving. I know that something will give. We're certain we'll make it, our love can take it, but it's no way to ask you to live. Till that day's calling, I keep falling and falling in love with you with all my heart. Either way, at the end of the day, I love you with all my heart.
A High and Lonesome regular performer with a couple of High and Lonesome regular employees and hangers about. Rami Mays there from Sweet Something Steady with the song for Grant and Alice at the corner of Grant and Alice, I believe. For that, Hayes Carl, Hey Baby, Where Are You Been? And we just found out. Do you want to do it?
Sure. We got an email from Oli. Thanks, Oli. That Hayes' website says he's going to be playing the Dauphin Country Fest this year.
Unbelievable. And,
so, John, if you're still listening, maybe you could get
do
him
the
in.
Right thing.
The week before, or after?
I you know, after Hayes Carl slammed the Dauphin Country Fest for you know,
maybe it pays well.
Yeah, obviously, because he said he didn't sell a single CD and played to absolutely nobody that was paying attention. But good to see he's coming back.
Leroy said he was thinking about doing it too.
Yeah,
Dauphin. Hayes Carl, Hey Baby, Where You Been from
Little Rock.
Little Rock. Before that, we heard Elliot Brood, Oh Alberta, off their first album, Tin Type.
Yep.
And a couple from the Carolyn Mark Duets album. We heard her with Jeff Burner, It's All Just a Matter of Where You Draw the Line. Great.
Love to see
song.
Her back at the High and Lonesome Club. She's someone that didn't really like Winnipeg for a long time because she had mostly had bad gigs before that.
Yeah.
And so Winnipeg was not her favorite place until she played the High and Lonesome Club, and then she realized that it's a cool place, much like our friend Leroy Stagger did.
Yeah.
Hated Winnipeg. Had only had really crappy gigs, and then he played the High and Lonesome Club, and we turned him around. So obviously it's a great place because it's making people fans of Winnipeg, and we're big fans of it, so we'll be down there this weekend, Maine and St. Mary, highandlonesomeclub.ca for all the details, and I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., telling the band to go home. I got a big concert announcement. You know about it, but not many other people do. So they got to tune in on Sunday to find out who my big – I'm very excited.
Is that the one I was supposed to buy tickets for today and forgot?
No.
Oh, that one.
No. Well, everybody knows about that one, but no, mine that nobody knows about. Except me and Matt Epp.
Right.
We'll be back next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Still no T-Bar next week?
No.
Don't know?
I don't think he's back till February.
That bastard.
Hey, do you want to just run down some of those other West End Times Change shows?
This weekend?
No, that we were talking about that were good that we forgot. Like,
okay.
Remember Michael Johnson and Dave Clark? We saw Ray Spoon there with Jeff Burner. Discovered John Ward Hanum there.
Right.
Leroy Stagger, always good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Anyways, and Nathan, of course.
Oh, yeah, there's Nathan. I mean, the only problem with Nathan is that I can't go see them anymore because they pack the place so much that it's, I don't know. I love Nathan. Anyways, so check that place out. If you haven't been, you got to go. And if you have been, you know how great it is and you should go. So just go.
All right. Well,
thanks for being here. And you can always check out the website.
At steelbeltedradio.com.
Yep. And we're going to post this show on my website, telebandagohome.com.
See you next week.
All right.